I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump's nominee to lead the Justice Department, William Barr, says it's vitally important that special counsel Robert Mueller be allowed to finish his work. Barr is set to deliver that message during his Senate confirmation hearing today. Barr says it's in the interest of everyone that Mueller be allowed to complete his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Barr made the remarks in his written testimony ahead of the hearing to be next Attorney General. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the government from putting into effect new rules that would expand the exemption to the federal contraceptive mandate to the Little Sisters of the Poor and other religious employers. Judge Gillum of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California granted a preliminary injunction sought by 13 states and the District of Columbia. Attorneys representing the Little Sisters of the Poor immediately filed an appeal. A bishop has said Pope Francis spent nearly 3 hours with the Chilean bishops discussing the sexual abuse crisis. Speaking to journalists, Bishop Luis Perez said the Pope made suggestions and comments about the issue. The crisis made headlines during the Pope's visit to Chile in 2018 after he pledged support to retired Bishop Juan Barros, but later apologised to victims. Pope Francis accepted the resignations of 5 Chilean bishops last June. The Venezuelan Bishops Conference has said the new government of Nicolas Maduro is illegitimate and called for a change in government. The president was inaugurated for a second term on January 10th after what he said was a free and fair election, despite most of his opposition boycotting the vote after the government disqualified its strongest candidates. The bishop said the country is living in a de facto regime and called for a peaceful solution that would bring about much needed change in the country. After weeks of confusion, Rome's mayor has told the Vatican newspaper that Rome Caritas would benefit not only from the coins tourists throw in the Trevi Fountain, but from coins tossed in any of the city's historic water features. Caritas was informed in late December it would no longer receive the coins that tourists toss in the fountain, but Virginia Raggi said it was all a misunderstanding and the city would simply be counting the coins before passing them on. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.